What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, Which One of You Goitards Wants to Die for Dirty Jews? So, as you guys know by now, Trump is gonna be the president again. And this time around, guys, we're gonna go to war with Iran by July. If you guys remember, I thought Cum Bucket Harris was gonna win. And the reason behind it is that Islam tells us a country led by a woman will ultimately fail. Kind of like how the Iranians failed to the Arabs when they installed a female leader. So I thought Cum Bucket Harris was gonna indeed be the president of the US. But like I said to you guys, when I was out in Ukraine, I met a US Special Forces, Black Ops, fighting in Ukraine. He was legit. This wasn't some incel who came out just because he thinks he's gonna get his pee-pee touched if he grabbed a gun and said Slava Ukraine. This was a legit American Black Ops. So he texted me, as you guys know, a couple of days ago before the election, saying, hey man, I'm gonna go back to Ukraine one last time in February, and then after that I will be reporting for duty in July in the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. He knows about this website, so that's why I told you guys I got insider information, and that's when I made the video that Trump will win. Alright guys, so what's gonna happen is that Trump is gonna end the Ukrainian war probably by February or March, within the first 100 days of his presidency. He's probably gonna deport a couple of baddies out there, like a couple of the Venezuelan gang members out there. And for the first 100 days or so of his election, Trump is gonna be riding high. He's gonna be like, I brought the Ukrainian war to the end. You know, I got the Arabs to make peace with the Jews. You know, I deported some illegal immigrant criminals. And I am the best thing to happen since sliced bread. And then come summertime, that's when the real war is either going to happen, or it's pretty much going to be the precipice for the real war with Iran, which is going to lead us to Armageddon or the Malhama for you Muslims out there. Now, I've said this before, guys, and I'm going to say it again. If the Jews like you, they elevate you to godlike status, which is what they did with Trump. If they don't like you, they will dehumanize you to the point where you can be murdered in cold blood like the Palestinians, and they'll be celebrated for it, okay? So right now, guys, Trump can do no wrong. He is God Emperor. I was reading a post a couple of days ago. I might link it in the description. A Christian guy said that Trump is either the Antichrist or the forerunner to the Antichrist. Now, Islam tells us about the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal. He is going to have the word kafir written on his forehead. Kafir means to cover up, okay? To cover up the truth, yeah. So, he's going to have the word kafir written on his forehead. It's going to be so obvious that even a blind man can see it. Now, how's a blind man going to see the word kafir written on somebody's forehead when they're blind? It's not figurative. It's not literal. It is figurative. So, this Donald Trump, this guy is such a kafir that a blind person can tell he's a kafir. Guys, if you haven't figured it out by now that Trump is a con artist, it's too late for you. Trump is a con artist. Heck, even Marco Rubio, who's now his best friends with him, called him a con artist a couple of years ago. You guys need to understand, man, these Freudian slips that people have, that's God's way of exposing his enemies. So when Mark Rubio called Trump a con artist 4 years ago, that was God's way of exposing Donald Trump. At the end of the day, guys, Donald Trump is a con artist. He's conning you guys all day, every day. And, you know, some of you guys are beginning to wake up to it. You know, TFM is beginning to wake up to it. Martin Goldberg definitely is aware. You know, the only people out there who know that Donald Trump is a freaking con artist for real, are Jews like me, Martin Goldberg, brother Nathaniel, and I think even Halsey knows he's a con artist too. So, but the vast majority of Goyim out there, man, to them, Trump is God Emperor. He's modern day Caesar. You guys saw all the memes of Trump, like, dressed up as Caesar, then him and that fucking dirty ass Jew, what's his name, Elon Musk, you know, fighting for freedom and the truth. Guys, one of Musk's children is a fucking faggot tranny. And you guys wanna tell me, oh yeah, man, Musk is all about truth and freedom. No, he's not, you know. Donald Trump, all his supporters, all the people around him, all the people aiding him, they're all hardcore Zionist dudes. I mean, this is a guy who went to the Zionist state, got on his hand and knees in front of the Wailing Wall, okay? Like, what more proof than that do you guys need that Trump is a Zionist piece of shit, okay? He's not playing... I know some of you guys out there like to think Trump is playing 4D chess, that he's really outsmarting the Jews by giving them the illusion that he's on their side. No. He's playing, you know, he's not even... He's fucking playing like checkers with the retarded goitards out there who still believe in him. It's like, come on, guys. I mean, for 4 years, okay? What did Trump do for 4 years, okay? All he did was USA, USA, USA. That's all he did for 4 fucking years, okay? Now, I know some of you guys are going to get smart and say, well, you know, at least he didn't start any wars or anything like that. Okay, first of all, guys, Trump has printed out more money than any president in U.S. history. This whole Scamarona vaccine, a.k.a. Project Warp Speed, that was all Trump. You see, all these Satanists who control Trump, all these Zionists did is that they let Joe Biden take the fall, okay? What Trump did is the equivalent of a shark biting a sea lion and then just going away for a bit while the sea lion bleeds out to death, okay? That's exactly what Donald Trump did, okay? Donald Trump, he's the one who got this whole Scamarona vaccine going. He's the one who got the whole inflation thing going. He let fucking Joe Biden take the fall for it. And now he's back as I'm your savior, you know. We see all these memes of Donald Trump like Superman, Caesar. I mean, Trump at this point is pretty much God at this point. He's like Jesus at this point. Again, if the Jews like you, they will elevate you to God-like status. If they don't, they'll just dehumanize you to the point where you can be murdered in cold blood. And you'll be celebrated, and your death will be celebrated, which is what they're doing with the Palestinians. So, you guys out there gotta understand that Trump is not American, okay? He's not on Team America. He is literally laughing at you guys. Like, I'm signed up to a lot of emails from Trump. I get, like, several emails from Trump every day begging me for money. Like, hey, man, give me $5. Hey, man, give me $1. My nigger, you are a multi-billionaire. Why are you coming to somebody like me begging for $5? It's like, come on, man. The average American has to make a conscious choice at the end of the week. Am I going to buy a carton of milk or am I going to buy a dozen eggs, okay? We're talking about stuff that's not even worth $5, but that just goes to show you how bad the U.S. motherfucking economy is. And yet we have Trump, a multi-billionaire, saying, hey man, give me $1, give me $5, okay? Guys, the U.S. government is mocking you. They're laughing at you to your face. You know, you guys are falling for this all day, every day, upside down, inside out. When are you guys gonna fucking wisen up and be like, yo, Trump is a fucking con artist, okay? Like Islam said, the Antichrist, it's so obvious that he is a deceiver. In fact, the word Dajjal means deceiver, which exactly is what Trump is. And I know some of you guys are going to get smart and say, well, you know, what was the other option? Come Bucket Harris. Guys, this whole thing with Trump, Harris, this was all planned out, okay? It had nothing to do with your democracy. It had nothing to do with you guys going to vote. No, this was all planned out. It was all pre-planned, dudes. I mean, have you guys thought about how the media all of a sudden is like pro-Trump and that the people who are anti-Trump are either backing down or they're now supporting Trump? Have you guys realized that? You think that's like, oh shit, yeah, man, Trump, you know, I know some people out there think that Trump was divinely protected from getting shot. Come on, man. These people took out JFK. If they wanted to take out Trump, they would have taken him out, okay? Guys, this is all one big Hollywood production, dudes. I'm gonna tell you exactly what's gonna happen, okay? Like I mentioned, the first 100 days of Trump, okay, the first 100 days are gonna be pretty much February, March, April, okay? Those first 100 days, he's going to end the war. He's going to deport a couple of Venezuelan criminals. So all of a sudden, you know, the two things you guys worry about, you know, the Ukrainian war and the illegal immigrants, Trump is going to take care of or give you the illusion he's taken care of. And, you know, the economy is roaring now. Like TFM said, you know, how the hell are these stocks going up when the economy is going down? It's all being manipulated. So Trump is going to be like, yep, I did it. I kept my word. I got rid of the illegal immigrants. I ended the Ukraine war. You know, I got the Ahmeds back on our side. And, yeah, I told you guys I was going to fix everything that Biden fucking destroyed. And then eventually they're going to come out and they're going to... They're already saying Iran wanted... That it was Iran that tried to assassinate Trump. They're already telling you in no uncertain terms that they're going to go to war with Iran, okay? A war with Iran will lead to World War III. America is not going to survive World War III. Okay, now I don't know if it's gonna be nuclear bombs. I don't know if the Scamarona vaccine is gonna be activated and that's gonna kill people. All I know is America will not survive World War III. So, you guys out there watching this motherfucking video, you need to have your escape plan ready. Listen, I'm going back to Colombia, dudes. I'm working on my Colombian residency. I already have fucking Ukrainian residency. I'm a dual citizen, guys, okay? I don't have to be here. And I'm not gonna be here. And neither should you, motherfuckers. If you're watching this video, you have to make a conscious decision. Do I want to be like Amr Mitwali, living overseas, fucking baddies, enjoying the time of my life? Or do I want to be here to the point where it gets so bad that you're... Two options are going to be, do I go out blazing with my guns or do I go to the gulag / concentration camps, okay? Those are the two options you guys are going to have. And Trump will bring in, you know, one world currency. He'll say, oh, yeah, man, we just want to make sure that we want to control inflation. Oh, it's Iran's fault. Oh, we want to make sure that there's no illegal immigrants coming into this country. There's a million and one ways for Trump to bring in a one world currency. There's a million and one ways for him to have concentration camps going. Don't get it twisted, dudes. He's a fucking actor, man. Listen, dudes, I'm a Hollywood Jew. I can write any scene you want, okay, guys? If you want me to write a scene saying, you know, the sky turns purple, unicorns come flying down, and grizzly bears dance to the Macarena, I can do that for you guys, okay? So you better believe that the Hollywood Jews are most certainly capable of having Trump go from no war, peace, good economy, freedom, to all of a sudden, boom, total complete 180, okay? They can do it. And the average American is dumb enough, desperate enough, stupid enough to fall for it. Okay, guys? I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Until women are taken away their rights, until the Jews are exterminated, things will only get worse and worse and worse. You don't want to be here. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. A lot of people out there, they need to die. Look what's happening to the Palestinians. What's happening to the Palestinians is punishment, okay? When your kids get shot in the head, when a bomb falls on your house, that's punishment. That's not a test, dudes. You Muslim cells out there are like, this is a test. Allah is testing us. No, motherfucker. He's punishing your damn retarded ass, okay? Now, think about it from this perspective, okay? What's better? Having a kid get shot in the head and go to heaven because they don't even have an account with God yet because they're kids? Or do you want that same kid to grow up, get into alcohol, drugs, gambling, interest, pretty much everything haram that God says, and ends up going to hell? You guys gotta think of it from that perspective, okay? Islam says, Abadi Salahun Yo Rasul Ard. My slaves who are righteous are going to inherit the earth, okay? Not the meek, okay? The Jews lie, okay? You could be King David and still be righteous, okay, guys? You could be a garbage man and still be righteous. This whole the meek shall inherit the earth, that's simply the Jews' way of saying, oh, we're the victim, give us money, give us land, don't say anything bad about us, you know? No, no, it's the righteous, not the meek, okay? More than likely, meek are cowards, they're forever victims, kind of like what the Jews are, you know? It's okay for them to, like, kill you, murder you, blow up your land, take over your land. But the minute you say, hey, wait a minute, they're like, oh my God, we're the victims here. Okay, guys? So, until the Jews are exterminated, until the woman's rights are taken away, you cannot be here in America, okay? And, you know, I know some people out there are going to be like, well, Omar, I got my MREs, my 25-year fucking candy bar, and I got my sleeping bag. My nigger, why are you willingly sacrificing, suffering, and struggling? Why are you putting yourself in that situation? Why are you, like, not in Colombia, fucking baddies? Why are you not somewhere outside of America, dude? Like, why are you purposely put... Look, dudes, okay? If God, Nagasaki, Hiroshima's Western... Look, all the ancient cultures that were destroyed by God, they never came back. Do you see Egyptians still living around ancient Egypt, operating with ancient Egypt? No, they're not. Do you see Romans still operating with the Colosseum and Capitol Hill? No, they don't, okay? So when God... See, Islam tells us, man, when God destroys a civilization, there is no coming back, okay? When the Prophet Muhammad and his companions used to ride by the ruins of civilizations that were destroyed by God, the Prophet Muhammad would tell his companions, turn your face away and ride on your camel or your horse as fast as you can to get out of there, because lest that the same that happened to them will happen to you. There is going to come a time when people are going to say, look at the White House and say, there were once wicked people here, okay? Now, I don't know how bad this is going to get, guys, okay? I don't know if we're going to end up like Egypt and Rome, where our entire civilization is pretty much in ruins, and then we have to start all over again. I don't know. I hope not. Best case scenario, all the people who took the goddamn vaccine will be dead. That's really best case scenario. Now, all I know is Jesus is gonna come back. The righteous will inherit the earth. The Jews will be exterminated. women's rights are going to be taken away, and the Arabs are going to be decimated. That's all I know. Now, from here until then, what can you and I do, okay? Best thing for us to do is go overseas until America finally collapses, and then if we want, we can come back here and regroup, okay, guys? As you guys know, I'm starting the MGTOW party. I even called the Florida Department of Elections yesterday to see the status. It's still illegal, meaning that they're verifying the documents, all that shit. So we might have a MGTOW party, guys. You can have a MGTOW party anywhere in the goddamn country, okay, guys? It's free to start a political party. It doesn't cost money. You don't need fucking constituents. You don't need fucking, you don't need to be part of a certain bloodline, okay? Any motherfucking idiot can run for president, which you know I did. Any motherfucking idiot can start a political party, okay, guys? MGTOW has got, we at the MGTOW community, we have got to put ourselves in the forefront of what is to come. We have to be the leading authority on what is to come. Like I said in one of my past videos, we have to be a alimocracy, okay? Alima or alumni in Arabic means the knowledgeable one, okay? Let the alima, let the knowledgeable people lead the country. Fuck this democracy bullshit, you know? Fuck that shit, you know? Republic is exactly what we need. Be a fucking republic, dude. That's what America initially was. That's what Rome initially was. Be a motherfucking republic led by the wise ones. It's that motherfucking simple. And this is what we need to do after America is destroyed. And again, I don't know how bad is bad, okay? I don't know if we're going to walk past the White House and say, this used to belong to wicked people. I don't know. I genuinely don't know how bad things will get. All I know is women's rights are going to be taken away. Jews are going to be exterminated. And the reality of the matter is we, the MGTOW community, might actually have something to do with it. You never know. Somebody's going to exterminate the Jews. Somebody's going to take women's rights away, you know? It's not going to happen by itself, you know? Unless, of course, God can DNA-wise target the Jews and off them like that, which he can do. He's God. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. And once civilization collapses, I mean, women ain't going to have no fucking right. I mean, think about it, you know? I got Colombian girls back in Colombia. They ain't got no rights. Bitch, what the fuck you do, bitch? You know? You want this money, ho? You do what daddy tells you, bitch. So, once women are in a situation where they can't survive on their own, or surviving on their own is going to be really, really hard, they're going to forego their rights, or whatever we call rights, quicker than Coach Pitchpill getting deported from Cambodia for creeping out Asian honeys, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand this really good, okay? Right now, make as much money as you can, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or in the case of Coach Pitchpills, traps and Thai ladyboys, okay, guys? So, at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand this good. Trump is a con artist, okay? He may have momentarily victories. It's going to be surface level. It's going to be negligible, okay, guys? Ending the Ukrainian war actually isn't going to be good. And I'm going to tell you why. Once the Ukrainian war is over and people are able to return to Ukraine, all of a sudden, property in Ukraine, everything in Ukraine is going to shoot up in price, okay? That's number one. Number two, getting residency for Ukraine is going to be a lot harder. right now, you can be like me, get residency in Ukraine because of the war. You can be like, well, you know, I'm volunteering in a soup kitchen, and they're going to give you the residency permit because, you know, you're supporting the war efforts. Once this sham war is over, then you're not going to have that option to go to Ukraine. Then you have to find another option to get to Ukrainian residence. You're like, you know, I can't go to Colombia and be like, hey, I'm here to help the war effort, give me a residency. I can't do that. You know, the only way I can get residency in Colombia is if I invest $35,000 in a business, which I don't have, or pay $120,000 to buy an apartment, which I definitely don't have. The only other option I have is a freaking nomad visa, you know, which I have to get an FBI background check for because of the motherfucking passport bros fucking doing nigger shit and sleeping with underage women over in Colombia. Now I have to go get an FBI background check because of their dumbasses. So, other than that, guys, no. Ending the Ukrainian war is not good for us, okay? Deporting a bunch of Venezuelan baddies. First of all, deporting illegal immigrants is dumb. I made a video when I was in San Cristobal, Mexico, okay? We need illegal immigrants, okay? Who the fuck is gonna go work on your roof at 120 degrees, okay? Who the fuck is gonna pick cotton? Do you think the average American is gonna do that shit? Hell no, motherfucker. First of all, the average American is too goddamn incompetent to do anything. Secondly, they all want to get paid $35, $40 an hour to flip burgers. Come on, man. Do you guys realize how bad your life would be if we actually have to hire fucking Americans at $20 an hour to pick fucking oranges? Do you guys realize how bad your life will act? Your quality of life will be if we have to rely on Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra to fix your motherfucking car, man. So this whole, oh, we're gonna deport. Oh, you guys need to understand, dudes. Like, Trump has multiple properties here in Florida, okay? Trust and believe the people who are cutting his lawn are fucking illegal immigrants, okay? You guys really think Trump is gonna be like, well, Jorge, I'm paying you $5 an hour, but I'm gonna deport you, and I'm gonna go get fucking Yolanda over here from the hood, and I'm gonna pay her $25 an hour. Come on, man. Y'all can't possibly be that goddamn dumb. So, at the end of the day, guys, Trump ain't gonna do jack squat for you. The economy ain't gonna get any better. It's only gonna get worse. And there will come a time when this whole thing will come off. When the wheels will come off, okay? We're gonna go over the motherfucking cliff. It will happen, dudes, okay? Right now, it seems like we're winning. But again, who do you rather have rule over you, the Jews or the Chinese? The answer is the Jews. Why? Because the Jews will take you to motherfucking Disneyland before they take you to the slaughterhouse, okay? Right now, we're gonna enjoy a little bit of Disneyland, and then we're gonna go to the slaughterhouse, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, guys, right now, while we're still somewhat winning, we need to get the fuck out of the country. Like, right now, the American dollar is surging against the Colombian peso and Mexican peso. So if any of you guys out there have money, like myself, again, I'm not fucking rich by any stretch of the imagination, okay? If any of you guys out there got money, now would be the time to invest that money in Colombia, in Mexico. Personally, I prefer Colombia because Colombia is, first of all, Mexico is overplayed because of fucking gringos. Secondly, Colombia, believe it or not, depending on where you are, like Medellin, Bogota, depending on the neighborhood, I think Colombia is a little bit, I don't want to say safer. I think Colombia is a little bit more, I think Colombia compared to Mexico, you know, guys, depending where you, Mexico is a big country, dudes. Like, depending where you are in Mexico, it's pretty damn good. It's just that Colombia is up and coming. Mexico is overplayed. So, your best bet if you're gonna be starting a business, buying a home. You're really better off in Colombia before that gets overplayed by fucking gringos. So now would be the time to make the move. As you guys know, I plan, and God willing, of course, opening a Egyptian shawarma chain in Colombia. In fact, my Afro-Colombiana is gonna meet with a real estate agent in Centro and rent a space. That space used to belong to Subway, you know, the restaurant Subway, and we're right next to Domino's. So, and I found the space myself. I was walking around Centro at night, and I see all these people sitting outside Domino's enjoying life, and I see that for sale sign, that for rent sign, and I contacted the rental company. They're like, hey man, come over and take a look at the place. I'm like, alright, my representative, aka the Afro-Colombiana, she's gonna go take a look at the place. Again, the place, it's in a good place. It's gonna cost me $1,500 a month. It's 180 square meters, and it used to be a Subway. So, we'll find out, guys. I might take it, and if I do take it, you know, I probably don't have the money to renovate it, but if I do take it, like, my girl, my Afro-Colombiana, she works at a food cart, you know? You know the food cart Mexicans you see in LA? Yeah, she's one of those, okay? She doesn't own the cart. She works for the guy who owns the cart. And she's telling me that the guy who owns the cart is only open from like 8 in the morning to 1 p.m. So it's only open for what? 6-7 hours? And they make 2 million pesos. 2 million pesos... that's what, a million pesos is 250. So they make 500 American dollars in 8 hours, okay? Guys, this truck where we're at doesn't make $500. See, that's what I've been telling you, dudes. Like, in fucking Colombia, Mexico, you can actually sell shit almost at American prices. And because they have a real economy over there, they got the foot traffic. Like, dudes, let me tell you something, okay? When this food truck was in downtown Jensen before they got us evicted because they got jealous of us, we were making close to $500 a day over there, but not anymore, you know? So what does that tell you, okay? It simply tells you that, hey man, it's all about location, dudes. Like where I'm at, I can make this video for an hour, 2 hour, you know? Nothing is gonna happen. You know, people show up between 6 and 9, okay? So for a total of 3 hours, I'm busy. Before 6, after 9, I'm just waiting for some person to like drive by and be like, hey, is that a food truck? I'm kind of hungry, you know? So that's what I'm saying, dudes. It's all about location, location, location. Another problem with America is people just don't have money. A lot of people living off of credit cards, dudes. And now the credit card companies are like, yeah, we're not extending you credit. If anything, you gotta start paying interest on said credit. So a lot of people out there, they genuinely do not have money. This is why America is a sinking ship, okay? When do you want to get off the sinking ship? Do you want to get off the sinking ship right now? We have all those life rafts waiting for you and nobody's panicking? Or do you want to get off the motherfucking sinking ship when there's like 2 or 3 life rafts and they're almost full and people are murdering one another to get in those life rafts, okay guys? So you guys watching this motherfucking video, you have about half a year before shit gets really bad. So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.